San Lusa Tue Castle is an important example of 17th century architecture in the region. The site on which it was built is a lot older. The large square tower to your right was the keep from the first medieval castle, built in the 15th century for the local lord, Jean de Dercy. It contains vaulted rooms with cross ribs on several floors. Right at the top, you will see a projecting gallery supported by a row of corbelled arches, with openings in the floor through which stones could be dropped on attackers. We do not encounter this concern with defence again in the vast 17th century castle. It is surrounded by moats which are now used as ornamental canals and for watering the gardens. It was Claude II Gouffier, a very important French nobleman, who undertook the construction of this new castle. His son Louis continued with his work. The bell, which rises above the central wing, carries his coat of arms and the date 1626, which probably marks the end of the works. The Gouffier family, one of the most powerful at the French court, also owned the castle of Voiron near Troyes. More modest, but just as remarkable, Saint-Lô is one of the rare examples of Louis XIII classical architecture in the Deux-Sèvres. It has been developed between courtyard and garden in the shape of an H. The main facade is livened up by an entrance pavilion overlooked by a bell tower and framed by two pavilions extended by a returning wing. Each body of the building is distinguished by a high slate roof. The rectangular openings, doors, and windows are superimposed and laid out very symmetrically. Only the rounded skylight œil de bœuf openings provide a variation to this very ordered layout. The facade of the central pavilion has niches cut into it, which used to house statues, but are empty today. Inside, a large staircase serves the different floors. The castle of Saint-Lô-sur-Thouars, remarkable not only for its architecture, but for its gardens, designed in the French style by Jacques de Boyer de la Boissière, lord of the area in the 18th century. They were recreated in the 1990s using maps and references taken from the departmental archives of the period. This exceptional documentation allowed the recreation of the vegetable garden, the ornamental gardens, the orangery, and the orchard. They can all be visited during the summer months.